This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our life in this world very short. We might regard it as long, but in reality it is very short. I recall reading a statement and a saying of Luqman the wise, and what a beautiful statement. And he said, "Inna dunya qalil wa umuraka fiha qalilum min al qalil wa qad baqiya qalilum min qalil al qalil." Our life is very short. Our life, first before that he says, this dunya, this entire phase of this material world compared to eternity, compared to the akhirat, and compared to from the beginning of time, if ever there is such a concept, till the year after and Jannat and Jahannam, this dunya is very short. Our life in there is even shorter than that. And the remainder of our life is even shorter than that. The entirety of the world is short, our life is short, and what is left of our life is even more shorter. Is dunya mein hamari zindagi bahut mukhtasar hai. Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam ke ek maqoola hai, sari zameen ka wujood akhirat aur hameshki ke muqable mein mukhtasar hai. Hamari zindagi isse bhi mukhtasar aur hamare baqiya jo zindagi baki hai usse bhi mukhtasar. Now what does this mean? It means value the life Allah has given you. Because this life is so short, value it. Because a time is going to come when the owner of this life is going to call you. When the owner of this life, that whom life and everything belongs to, is going to call you towards himself. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah will gather you and there is no doubt with regard to it. So Allah Ta'ala is going to gather us and going to call us. Before that time comes, value your life. I have narrated many a times the incident of Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali one day read the verse Wal Asri, Allah Ta'ala taking an oath on time. And he said, why does Allah take an oath on time? Ye Allah Ta'ala waqt ke upar kyun qasam khata hai? So he said, when bazaar mein gaya, I went into the bazaar, I saw a person selling a block of ice. And that person was saying, oh people, have mercy upon me. Irhamu may yadubu ra'su mali. My merchandise is melting away. If you don't buy from me after 1 hour, I will have nothing to sell. I got only 1 hour to sell this ice. Afterwards, that time there was no refrigerator, there was no freezers. So he said, now I realize where Allah Ta'ala is taking an oath on time. Our life is like a block of ice. Every moment, small piece is going and going and going. It will never be returned. This is our reality of our life. And therefore, before that time come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you, make the most of this life. Many a times people use this phrase, we only live once, so enjoy yourself. Huh? That's they say, you only live once, so go and enjoy yourself, go and do whatever you want to do. خوب مزہ اڑا لو صرف ایک مرتبہ جینا ہے ایک ہی زندگی ہے I say that is a very reason why you have to live correctly. You don't have a chance to make a mistake. ایک ہی مرتبہ اگر جینا ہے تو یہ مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ مزہ اڑا لو مطلب یہ ہے کہ صحیح طرح سے زندگی گزارو If you only going to live once then make the most of it. Don't go and you utilize this in a wrong way. اس زندگی کے مالک کے سوال سے پہلے اپنا محاسبہ کر لینا چاہیے کہ ہم اپنے زندگی کے ساتھ کیا کر رہے ہیں کیونکہ بلاوا اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف ضرور آنے والا ہے اٹ از ڈیفینیٹلی گوئنگ ٹو کم اینڈ دیٹ از دا ریئلٹی وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو اٹ that one day we are going to leave this world. If there is anything that humanity agrees upon, if anything that humanity agrees upon across the board, whether he be whatever type of firqa he comes from among the Muslims, whether he be a Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever it is, everyone agrees upon one thing, and that is everyone agrees that we are going to die. Everyone agrees that everyone is going to die. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. There is no ikhtilaf in it. There is no difference of opinion in that. The moment you die, there is difference of opinion. The moment you die, there is difference of opinion. What's going to happen to you after you die? The moment you die, there's difference of opinion. But the fact that you are going to die, everyone agrees upon this. And that is a reality we have to prepare ourselves from. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this reality, one day told Abu Zar, what a beautiful advice. Ya Abu Zar, jaddati safina fa innal bahra amiq. O Abu Zar, prepare yourself for the journey of the year after. Fa innal bahra amiq, the ocean is very deep. O Abu Zar, prepare yourself for the year after. The ocean is very deep. The ocean is akthara min azad, fa inna safara tawil. O Abu Zar, take a lot of zad. Zad means, in our parlance, to make it easy, take a lot of patkos. The journey is very long. Akthara min azad, fa inna safara tawil. The journey is very long. And O Abu Zar, travel lightly. Don't take too much dunya with you. The peak is very steep. The mountain is very steep. The peak is very steep. And then what did he say? Do things sincerely in this world. فَإِنَّ النَّاقَدَ بَصِيرٌ. The one who is going to examine your deeds, he examines very correctly. Subhanallah. Let us repeat that. Ya Abu Zar, جَدَّتِ السَّفِينَةَ فَإِنَّ الْبَحْرَ عَمِيقٌ. O Abu Zar, prepare yourself for the journey of the year after, because the ocean is very deep. O Abu Zar, akthara min azad, take a lot of good deeds, because the journey is very long. O Abu Zar, take very little from this world, because the peak is very steep. And O Abu Zar, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, do things sincerely in this world, fa inna naqada basir, because the one who examines your deed, he scrutinizes very, very well. My dear respected brothers, mort is a reality. And it is such a reality that everyone agrees upon. One thing that unites humanity is the certainty of death. It makes no distinction between the rich and the poor. You know, in other particular situations today, there is distinction. When you are wealthy, there are certain, you will be staying in a certain place. People who are poor will say, stay in a certain place. Right? You will travel differently. But there is no distinction between rich and poor in death. The same malikul maut is going to come and take your life. Whether you are poor, whether you are rich, it makes no difference. It makes no distinction. Even the greatest of personalities are going to go through this. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. And Muhammad is a Rasul. If the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam have passed on, he is also going to pass on. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, the disbelievers used to say that, you know, by you passing away, what have you achieved? You know, so Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. No human being is going to stay forever. أَفَإِنْ مِتَّ. If you, O Prophet of Allah, is going to die, who is going to stay forever? جب نبی کا موت واقع ہونے والا ہے, تو کون بچ کر رہے گا یہاں پہ? If anyone in this universe was to remain forever, and was worthy of remaining forever, it would have been our Nabi. If he also left this world, where are you going to live? Where are you going to stay in this world forever? And this is a thing that sometimes snatches away the lover from the beloved. And it is something that sometimes death make headlines. Certain people's death make headlines. You will find it in the newspaper headlines. Sometimes you will find certain deaths that will be repeatedly mentioned in the social media. Other people's death don't make headlines. Maybe you will have a small announcement which is in the social media, or in the announcement of the janazah, or those people who have groups which inform people about janazah, they will make mention of it. We die for a variety of reasons. Some people die of cancer. Some people die of heart attack. Some people die of, you know, the accident. Some people die violently. Some people die unexpectedly. Sometimes people die suddenly. And I will make mention of that before the end of my talk. At the end of the day, we die for a variety of reasons. But why we die is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said each and everyone will die. And Allah had said, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ To the time when it comes for you to die, Allah will not bring it forward one moment. Allah will not delay it one moment. Sometimes people do get very sad when there are unexpected or there are accidents that happen. But remember one thing, it was the allotted time. The time was there. If a person didn't die from this reason, he would have died from another reason. When Allah Ta'ala granted Malikul Maut the responsibility of taking away souls, he said, Ya Allah, people are going to hate me. People are going to hate me. Why are you giving me this responsibility? I will be taking away the lovers from their beloved. I will be taking people's near and dear ones from them. Allah told him, O Malikul Maut, don't worry. People will not refer it to you. Aapse koi puchne wala nahi hai. Har ek yahi kahega ki ye jo hai na, ye heart attack se mara, ye hadsa se mara. Aapke upar to koi kuch nahi kahega. People won't refer it to you. People will say, he died because of this. But in reality, it was his time. That is the reality with regard to it. A major difference. Maut ki haqeeqat insaniyat inko mutafiq rakhte hai. Koi isme koi ikhtilaf nahi. Ameer aur ghareeb isme koi imtiaz nahi. Hamare maut ke mukhtalif asbab hai. Lekin asal baat ye hai ki jab time aur bulawe ka waqt aa jaye to hame jana chahe. Chahe bhi kisi bhi asbab aur kisi bhi sabab ki wajah se ho. And the one aspect that I think I would like to make mention, the great difference between us as believers and other people in terms of our understanding of death is this. Many people, from those who do not believe, they regard maut and death as the end of life, at the end of existence. Ye zindagi khatam ho gaya. Hamare yahan ye maut zindagi ka khatam nahi hai. Our life hasn't ended. Well, ba'thi ba'd al-maut, we believe in life after death. So for us, death is not the end of existence. It's the beginning of another existence. And that existence is greater than this existence. It's more just. It's more perfect. It's more complete. So therefore, one way of telling people who have lost near and dear ones here, that by your beloved or someone who is near, is not gone away. Ye koi aisa nahi hai ki khatam ho gaya. Ye ek zindagi ka dusra marhala hai. It's another phase of life. If I can use it in a phrase, when we die, we go from one room to another room. Bas yehi hai. When we die, we are going from one room to another room. That is the reality. We see death on a daily basis. We see death on a daily basis. But yet, at the same time, we are oblivious and we are neglectful about it, which doesn't make sense. It is something that we see death on a daily basis, but yet we do not make preparations for it. It is something that is devoid of intellect. And a human being cannot be like that when he sees death on a daily basis. Yet he continues that I'm immune for it. It's never going to happen to me. Ya Allah. Huh? Ye ajib. Ye maut ko yaad na rakhna aur usse ghafil hona, ye bewakufi ki baat hai. Huh? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam se pucha gaya, kaun sa aadmi sabse zyada aqalmand hai? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, jo aksar maut ko yaad karta hai aur uske liye apne acche amal se taiyari karta hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who is the most intelligent of people? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aktharuhum, you know, the one who remembers maut the most, wa istidadan lil maut, and he prepares for death. How are you going to prepare for death? We don't prepare for death only by making your will. You don't only prepare for death by making your wasiyat. That is death as an end of life, which we don't only believe in. We believe in death as the beginning of another phase. The proper tayari and the proper preparation for death is to prepare for that particular phase. When we go for a holiday, what do we do? We see to it that our bookings are made. Wherever we are going, our bookings are made. So in a similar manner, make your bookings for the year after now. Your bookings for the year after is not going to be made after you pass away. It's going to be made now. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Dunya mazra'atun lil akhirah." Dunya is a sowing ground for the year after. Prepare yourself. It's amazing how we can actually be neglectful with regard to it. You know, it is said about Alexandra the Great. So Alexandra was from Greece. So he conquered most of the world at that particular time, and he came and he didn't pass away in Greece. He was on his way back to Greece, and he wanted to die in Greece because he wanted to be given a hero's welcome. And then he realized that he is very sick, and while he was going back to Greece, he was very, very sick, and he realized he's not going to make it. So he made three wasiyats. It is very popular. You go on Google, you see it. So he said, make three wasiyats. So he said, the people who carry my coffin must only be doctors. Only the doctors must carry my coffin. Right? The second thing he said, all my wealth, strew it on the path, on the way that is towards my grave. Keep all my particular wealth on this particular path. And he said, the third thing is, keep my hands out of my coffin. Out of my coffin. So he said, he gave these three wasiyats. So people asked him, why are you making these wasiyats? So he said, the first thing is to show no one can prevent death, even the doctors. So let the doctors carry my coffin. The second thing he said, all my wealth was be on the road to say that this particular, all my efforts that I made to accumulate wealth, I'm not taking it anywhere. I'm leaving it here in this world. And he said, the third thing is my particular hands are out. It is empty. To show people I came empty, I'm going empty. This is a reality with regard to our life. You know, Bahlul was an amazing person. Bahlul had Madzubta. So Harun al-Rashid used to call him in his gathering. And Harun al-Rashid used to sometimes speak to him. You know, and he used to sometimes make jokes. And people never used to regard him as very, very smart. He sometimes used to say great words of wisdom. But people never used to regard him as smart. He used to be regarded as a simple person. But sometimes he used to say very, very great words. So one day in an act of jest, Harun al-Rashid gave him one small piece of stick and said, Bahlul, you are the recipient of the most foolish or the most ignorant person I have come across. You keep the stick. The day you get someone who is more foolish than you, you give him that stick at the moment, you are the recipient for this. So Bahlul took it. He didn't say anything. Harun al-Rashid, on his deathbed, Bahlul came to visit him. So Bahlul told him, Harun al-Rashid, you are on your deathbed. You might not make it. Have you prepared for death? Have you prepared for death? So Harun al-Rashid said, I have not prepared for death. So Bahlul told him, you, when you used to go from one city to the other, you used to tell that city, I am coming, prepare for my coming. And you saying you are going to the year after, you have not prepared it. I haven't seen anyone more foolish than you. Take the stick, you are capable of it. You keep the stick. You told me I am the most foolish. You haven't prepared for death. You keep it. Mamun al-Rashid, Harun al-Rashid's brother, on his death made this dua. What an amazing dua. He said, oh Allah, you have a kingdom that will never ever perish and diminish. Have mercy upon one whose kingdom is diminishing. Oh Allah, you have a kingdom that will never diminish. I am the king today, I am the Khalifa, I am dying. Have mercy upon the one whose kingdom is diminishing. This is the reality, my dear respected brothers. And therefore we need to be prepared for death. Ibn Nu'aym, rahmatullah alayhi, was a muhaddith. So someone one day asked him a question, asked many ulama a question, what will you do if this today was the last day of your life? What will you do if today is the last day of your life? So Ibn Nu'aym replied, I won't make one change in my routine if I know that today I'm going to die. I won't make one change. People were surprised by the answer. He said, what do you mean? He said, I'm living my life for the past so many years as if every day is the last day of my life. What did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked once, give us advice. Give us advice and make it so short. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu salatim muwadda'in. O people, read every namaz as if it is your last namaz. Read every salat as if it is your last salat. You don't know whether you are going to get another. opportunity or not. And then let me conclude with this, that today we are seeing in our situation many events where people are dying suddenly. And people are dying by accidents. Now, recently we read that whole particular in social media. In 1 week, 16 people died unexpectedly. 1 week, 16 people. Some murder, some in different ways. So this is a reality that we are seeing in our country. And people dying suddenly, people dying unexpectedly. Now this is a sign of Qiyamah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Inna min imamarati sa'ati ayyazhira mawt al-fuja'ah." Among the sign of Qiyamah would be that people would die suddenly. And in South Africa, perhaps it is even more than that. So we're finding that situations where people die suddenly. Now what do we do with regard to this? Firstly, there is a dua in Hizbul Azam that the pious people used to make dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min mawt al-fuja'ah wa min mawt al-baghtah. O Allah, I seek your protection from unexpected and sudden and violent deaths. So make this dua from today onwards, inshallah. And make dua for our children. O Allah, you protect our children from unexpected and sudden and violent deaths. It's a reality, but you make dua because the pious people used to make dua against sudden or unexpected deaths. But that doesn't mean that unexpected or sudden deaths are bad. No, no, it happened. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam died unexpectedly and died suddenly. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that there were anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who died unexpectedly and suddenly. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith. And this is, you know, made mention that someone came in the presence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, my mother died unexpectedly. My mother died unexpectedly. She died suddenly." So sometimes it happens that you die unexpectedly and suddenly. So, you know, then, "Ya Rasulullah, if my mother had a chance to live and she would have died after a long illness." Sometimes to have a long illness is also good because it gives you a time of reflection, expiation of sins, elevation of status. But Allah knows. It doesn't always happen according to your arms. Allah knows why Allah Ta'ala takes someone unexpectedly, suddenly, sometimes quickly, sometimes it happens after long sickness. There is benefits in all of this. So this person came to say, "Ya Rasulullah, my mother died unexpectedly. If she would have been alive and she would have died after sickness, perhaps she would have made sadaqah and charity. And she would have given wealth for the sake of charity. Now she passed away unexpectedly. Can I make charity on her behalf?" Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Definitely make sadaqah on her behalf. Give charity on her behalf." So it shows that people died unexpectedly. And sometimes people die and very amazingly. You know, let me say towards the end of this, it's a many thing. Ye achanak jo hai na maut aur hadithati amwat ki kathrat hai aajkal. Aur ye Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne unko qiyamat ki nishani karar diya hai. Aur Allah ke mahboob bande usse pana mangte the. Lekin ye achanak maut mein koi burai nahi. Kyunki anbiya aur salihin bhi usse guzre hai. So this happens. There's a very interesting incident of Sheikh Fariduddin Attar. Fariduddin Attar became one of our greatest Sufis in our history. But he wasn't a very pious person initially. He was a very big businessman. And he had at a time when, you know, today we find everywhere we go, we get perfume shops. So you go in the airport, you go in the air, duty free, you get perfume shops. You go in the airline, the first thing that you see in the books is only perfumes. So Fariduddin Attar at that time had such a famous perfume shop that people used to come far and wide to come see his perfume shop. That's why he was known as Attar. So one day a person came to his shop and he was very poor. So Fariduddin looked at him, perhaps looking down upon him, and said, "Such a simple person came to such an exclusive shop." So he started telling Fariduddin, "Farid, how are you going to die? You got so much wealth and you are so proud about your shop. How are you going to die? You got so much love for this world. How are you going to die?" So he told him, perhaps in the same way, "I will die the way you will die. What are you telling me? I'm also going to die. You also going to die. I will die the way you will die." So he said, "I will die like this. I will die like this." He laid down on the floor. He read Kalima and he died. Fariduddin Attar was shocked. He was shocked. He left all his shop business and he went out and he became a Sufi. So sometimes these things happen, sudden deaths happen. So in this regard, there are two things I would like to say. Because innamal ibratu bil khawatim, So because Allah Ta'ala will resurrect us according to the last moments of our life. Strive when you leave home, because we don't know what's going to happen to us. When you leave the home, leave what dua. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the morning and evening, make dua. Bismillah, alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Get into the habit of making dua mornings and evenings. When you leave the house, two things: leave what dua, and strive to leave with a good deed. And don't leave the house fighting with the house people. Leave the house with a smile with your people at the home. Because of the frequency of sudden deaths, two, three things I would say. When you leave the home, leave with some good deed. If you can't read 2 rakats namaz, just say some zikr when you leave the home. Because our last moments, if it is good, Allah will resurrect us like that. Don't leave the home fighting with the people of the house. Must not be a cause of regret. Leave the house with a smiling face. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from unexpected and sudden and violent deaths. And may Allah Ta'ala make it the day we leave this world, let us leave with a kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And make the year after and the time after that better than the one that we are leaving. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.